This is a Pearl Cohen immigration update. Today I'm joined by Elizabeth Long of Long Mangoji,
a Toronto immigration law firm. We had recorded an immigration update last week, but in light of the fact that things are moving so quickly and things are changing, we decided to record a new immigration update to reflect the current status of things. So, Elizabeth, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
What's happened since we last spoke? What's the status of things?
Yes, well, you know, things are moving, like you said, really, really fast in Canada. The virus is spreading and the government is cracking down on travel. However, on the other hand as well, it is also realizing that there are some people that fall into exceptions that need to also be here in Canada. So there's been several travel bans that have successfully been in place. And then at the same time, there's also been some clarifications on who are exceptions to these bans.
Okay, so which travel bans have successfully been put in place?
Right. So, well, let's start with Monday. So Monday, we had an announcement that there was going to be a general travel ban. And then later on in the week, we had clarification on what this travel ban would be. So essentially, the travel ban is going to be in place until June 30th of this year. It's going to apply to everyone who is not a Canadian or a permanent resident or American. Now, Americans, there's another travel ban afterwards, so don't think that you're going to be accepted from coming to Canada. But this general travel ban applies to anyone who's not a Canadian, permanent resident, or American. But there are a few exceptions to the rule. First of all, the government has just announced over the weekend that there is going to be an exception for workers, foreign workers who have work permits and are coming in to work. There are going to be exceptions for international students who already hold study permits or who have had their study permits approved before March 18th. And permanent residents who have been approved for landing. So they received their confirmation of permanent residence, and all they need to do is come into Canada to get their permanent residence. So these three are exceptions. Also, the people who have family members who are Canadian citizens or permanent residents, these are going to they've just expanded this definition of family members to spouses, common law partners, so those people you've lived with for at least a year who are your partners, the dependent children under the age of 22, the children of your dependent children, the parent, step-parent of the person, or the parent-in-law as well, or guardians or tutors. These are all going to be exceptions to the rule. Everyone who does come into Canada has to self-isolate for 14 days. And if there's anyone who is symptomatic, independent of their immigration status, they also aren't going to be allowed to be on the air carrier. So this is all going to be for people who are flying into Canada.
This is rather expansive. I mean, when we spoke initially last week, we assumed that would be very restrictive. And now it sounds almost like, you know, everyone but tourists can come in.
Well, it's going to be, I guess the government has realized that we have people who have made Canada their home already. They already reside in Canada, and they're here for essential work, or they have family members and they need to come in.
So tell me about this second travel ban.
So the second travel ban is an agreement between the U.S. and Canada. They have stated that it will be in place for at least 30 days, although the Prime Minister has said that it will be in place for as long as it needs to be. So it could be much longer than that. That basically came into effect on March 21st. This prevents travel from the U.S. So anyone who has been in the U.S. Wants to come to Canada, other than essential travelers, workers, what is essential is going to be questionable sometimes. So international students and workers, they are normally considered to be essential travelers. Asylum seekers are no longer able to seek asylum at the borders. So essentially, this limits then sort of closes the loop of the first travel ban, which had allowed U.S. travel to Canada.
Interesting. You know, in our last conversation, we also had discussed the shutting down or the slowing down of services within Canada for applications. Have we had any updates on that? Are the offices remaining open? Are only online applications being accepted?
Yes. So on Monday, we were kind of shocked to find that some of the internal processing offices had closed, but they reopened on Tuesday. So right now, the immigration offices are open. Right now in Canada, the processing offices are open. Most applications should be submitted online. In terms of the overseas consulates and embassies, depending on the country, the issue for a lot of it is that the VACs, the visa application centers, where you can submit your documents and your passports to the visa post, a lot of them are closed. If I had a client who needed to wanted to apply for a work permit or study permit, what we are advising our clients to do is we should still submit online and then allow the immigration officers to review the application. Immigration is giving automatic extensions for things like biometrics and medicals, pre-certificates, and passport submissions. And as soon as, if you have your application approved, then as soon as the VACs are open and the medical offices are open, then you can go ahead and do that and have your application approved quite quickly.
Interesting. Okay. Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much for this update. So just to recap, their original ban was a lot more or is a lot more expansive in those who are allowed to enter than we initially had thought. But the recent second ban, as you mentioned, restricts travel across the U.S. Canadian borders, including U.S. citizens from entering Canada.
Yes, that's right. It remains to be seen how long the Canada-U.S. ban will be. It may be, less time than the original travel ban, in which there will be even more exceptions to that rule. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope people stay safe and stay healthy.
Certainly. Thank you for joining me, and I hope we'll speak a few more times to discuss the removal of these bans in the near future. But for now, again, thank you for joining me. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thanks. Take care, Ari.
This has been a Pearl Cohen Immigration Update. If you have any questions regarding Canadian immigration law, you can reach Elizabeth at elong@lmlawgroup.com. And if you have any questions regarding U.S. immigration law, you can reach me at afarkas@pearlcohen.com. Just as a reminder, Pearl Cohen has a coronavirus information resource page that can be found at pearlcohen.com, and there's a link from that page. Stay safe and stay healthy.